I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
I'm Dylan Budden.
And we are the Pop Culturists. And we are continuing from what we did last year with our E3 predictions, where we have a trophy at stake. What was his name?
The Shiva.
No, we gave him a name last year. Was it Beelzebub?
Oh, yeah, Beelzebub.
Got Beelzebub and a lovely runner-up trophy that my son made.
Let's call it the Dylan.
We call it the Dylan. So the way this will work is the exact same way that it did last year. We each have a handful of predictions for... we've done PlayStation. PlayStation Over is at For the Players, which was up on Monday. And we're now doing Xbox and Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be just bullshitting about Bethesda and Square and EA.
And the rest of them.
Yes. Mm. Then we should also mention that we are recording this live from our 12-hour live stream celebratory spectacular, where we are having fun, doing much cool things, and at the same time also raising money for a local Geelong organisation called Gen U and their Applied Video Gaming Program. We were helping use video games to assist those with mental health challenges and disabilities. So we've already raised $465 going straight to them. So thank you very much for those
$1,000 dues.
So thank you very much to everyone. And we should.
$5,000
reduce Tobias. Tobias, did you make collect call the United States?
It was an emergency from the National Toilet Association.
But it was an emergency. Sorry, you
know the Prime Minister's going to hear about this. Andy, that's that, lads.
What's the good word? All right. No more Simpsons reference. Now, we've got Dylan here as the adjudicator. He's going to make sure he's going to keep the bastards honest.
Good choice.
Which is us. Now, Dylan's going to get caught in semantics again, I guarantee it. Mm. And I can't wait to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty explanatory with mine. It's like, to the point, no real leeway in there. It's like, it's either this or it's not. There's no like, oh, but it's not called the Scorpio anymore. It's the 1X, but it's not the same thing. Mm. Okay. Which it wasn't.
Keep in mind that you have to have full titles. So if it's Demon's Souls subtitle, that doesn't count.
So you don't know if it's like Demon's Souls Remastered, Demon's Souls Reborn.
Yeah, so you probably already stuffed up your Demon's Souls. We'll see.
That's kind of balls on that one. But
Chris says, just what FYI, Josh has made some fairy bread for my son. I can make some more.
Man, we
Ryan make- found sprinkles. We're on it.
Are they chocolate sprinkles or colours?
I think there's varying colours.
It's not fairy bread with chocolate sprinkles.
It's rainbow.
It's just chocolate sprinkle bread.
It's lame.
What about fairies is brown?
Yeah.
They're poops.
I bet they shit rainbows. Anyway.
Anyways, because I kicked it off in the PlayStation, do you want to kick it off with the Xboxes? So sure. Starting off with the Xboxes, kicking off with that. Hey, Dave Chadway, what's going on?
What'd you forget, man?
Oh.
Why are you taking the trophy?
Oh.
Why are you taking the trophy?
Something's happening. Ethan's going to do something. Oh. It becomes modded to be like some fucking demon.
I'm concerned for my son's toy. And throughout, we've also got a couple of different games to give away.
I've already explained.
Oh, you have? We've got,
Not on the stream.
So we've got a copy of Attack on Titan on Xbox, Monster Hunter World on Xbox, and this big fuck off Godzilla pop vinyl. Mm-hmm. These two were lovingly provided to us by Kat and the team at Turnleft Distribution. So big thank you for them. Mm-hmm. This was provided by Melanie, a friend of the show.
More semantics in the chat. Crackdown 3 versus Crackdown last year. You didn't say 3, Ryan.
That's true, I did not. But anyway, so for those of you that want to throw in your own predictions, can we install some games? Or a giant fucking thing.
All right. My first prediction for Microsoft's E3 2018 press conference is exclusive will be said more than 10 times throughout the presentation.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like last year in their questionable word of exclusive.
So they don't seem to quite understand what it means. So I think it leads to a little bit more use than it's required. They're 10 plus times on the word exclusive. I will be counting while I'm watching as well.
Okay.
I'll be there with a little clicker.
Very nice, very nice. It's
probably break because you get up so
happy with that, Dil?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's clear. I like it.
Okay.
Sorry, do you want to finish Microsoft and then talk to the chat about Microsoft?
Yes,
and then
yes. Nintendo, so are we doing 3 each?
I got 4, but we can do 3 if you want.
Yeah, we'll do 3 each.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, only because it's bit different, and then we'll jump into the chat and they can go in there as well.
Okay.
All right, my first prediction is CD Projekt Red will come out and talk about Cyberpunk 2077.
I like how you struggled to remember the title.
Is this 2077?
Because you give less of a shit about
this game. Yeah, I give no shits about it. It will not be, an exclusive, but they will talk about how the power of the 1X benefits this game.
I forgot about that game completely.
You love that game.
I know, but I forgot about it. it'll definitely be there because they pretty much said it will be there. Mm. So I agree it'll be there, and yeah, if they show it, it will probably be on the One X. Just like my next prediction, we'll get more game Anthem gameplay, it'll be shown on the Xbox One X.
Okay, I'll agree with that.
Because these kind of games now, if they're cross-platform, I think it does benefit them a lot to show it on the One X. You know, PlayStation obviously has the bigger install base, but the One X can make the game look even better than it may actually be.
Yeah, looking at like Digital Foundry and how they're sort of, you know, analyzing the One X, like there is such a bigger overhead on it, like as in terms of its power.
Mm.
That it would make sense for any big game that wants to push that real fidelity.
Mm.
Is in the right place there.
So yeah, anything Anthem shown will be on the Xbox One X.
Okay, I agree with that. They will. Crackdown 3 will get a release date, and it is not 2018.
Ooh.
That game has already been delayed twice into this year, and I guarantee it will be next year.
All right, so you want to do one more?
One more.
Okay. Microsoft will have a new big first-party IP,
mm-hmm.
either from a new exclusive from Platinum Games.
Okay.
Or 343 Studios, and it won't be Halo.
So 343, but not Halo.
Let's just do that. New IP from 343, and it's not going to be Halo. I still think people are a bit too bummed out from Halo 5 and the Master Chief Collection mm-hmm. being a hot mess. And I know it's been 3 years since Halo 5, but I still think they need to just let that dust settle a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But 343 is a good studio, and they've surely been doing something these last couple of years, and Microsoft need, you know, that big, you know, Sea of Thieves isn't quite what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking more of like a Naughty Dog exclusive, like the big game for Microsoft coming into, you know, 2019. So it'll be from 343 Studios.
Okay.
Not Halo.
Now, this one is, I picked this up from one of the viewers that they were talking about the other day.
I didn't even think of your own.
No. Well, in that case, I won't use it then. But I do like it.
Fuck
you. What's the name? They get the prediction win if it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give them the point.
You can be right, but you don't get the point.
That's fine. So this one comes from Shane, and I loved it so much. I'm like, no, this is too good to pass by.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a third party game that will drop day and date on Xbox Game Pass.
What do you mean?
So a third party game,
mm-hmm.
when it gets its normal release date, will also drop on Xbox Game Pass. So in the same way that Sea of Thieves
yep.
is available retail, and it's also available on Games Pass, mm-hmm. so they're all first parties at the moment. A big upcoming.
Thanks for mentioning Game Pass because you reminded me that I need to cancel.
Oh shit, Brad. All right, cool. Let's jump in.
There was a bit. You might want to scroll up. Want to
scroll back a bit? All right, so I want to read those back to us, Dill.
Okay. So number one for Josh, exclusive will be said 10 plus times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Number two for Josh, more Anthem gameplay on the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. X.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No semantics here.
Yes. And three, new first party IP. Now, you did say Platinum Games, but then or 343 Studios, but then you changed it to just 343 Studios.
Yeah.
Will be announced, but it's not a Halo game.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep.
Brian, CD Projekt Red will show Cyberpunk 2077.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? 2077?
Yep.
And talk about how Xbox One X benefits it.
See, I think you're right on the first point. I think the second point's going to bite you in the ass.
I think so. I think it will too.
Xbox One X. Number two, Crackdown 3 release date will not be 2018. They'll announce it, but it won't be...
Correct.
Announced. And Shane predicted that third-party game... now, what did you say? The third-party game
third-party game will drop day and date.
Will drop...
What do you mean day and date?
So the same date as it's available retail on right. PS4, it's playable on Game Pass.
Day and date, yep.
So not a retail copy, not a physical copy, but on Game Pass.
Yes.
No, when it comes out to retail, this whatever the game is, it'll also be on the Game Pass.
Okay. Yeah. So it's in order to like, do a big incentivize.
So a big third-party game will drop day and date on Xbox Game Pass.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are a couple of things that I did write down here as well, just because I was having some funsies. Fable 4.
Yep.
You reckon?
No.
No. And I did write New Halo, but not this year. And God of War, Gears of War 5 will be mentioned, but also no date as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also put DLC for Sea of Thieves, but and then I also put Borderlands, but I don't think.
What was the Gears one?
Gears. This is all just ones I'm throwing around. These
yeah, but just Gears 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, Gears of 5 will be mentioned, but no date. Just like, we're working on it, promise.
It'll be good.
Let's have a look at that chat. So, Pure Mongrel did ask no new Halo.
I don't think so.
I think it'd be the
easy way out.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It'll be the easy way out, but, you know, with these guys, they kind of can't really leave the One X just yet. Mm. They can't, like, new console it, so they kind of needed something to get out there. We've got some bunch of Nintendo ones, so I might have to come back for these. Veritas 3 says Crackdown 3 2043 it will come out 2043 will become the next DNF 100% sorry, Dave thinks 100% Microsoft will show a new Halo, and Zach says Crackdown 4 will release before Crackdown 3. these have been given away in the chat that have been given by us. Oh, balls, thanks Jess for doing your job. Cool. Is State of Decay 2 first party? Yes, it is. That launched on Game Pass 2, but it is first party, so kind of make that one easy. Yeah, it's not first party, but it's still an exclusive, so I'm talking about third party. Alright.
Nintendo.
Moving on to Nintendo. You can skip this off. I'm going to go back to this where we were at the start of the chat.
Do you want me to start?
Yes, please.
Right, my first prediction for Nintendo, Fortnite on the Switch.
Ooh.
I think that'd be dumb not to.
It would be dumb not to.
I think the way the game is presented is perfect for the Switch, as in graphical power. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not going to be draining too much of it. Fortnite on the toilet, I'm sure a lot of people will like that. It just seems like an easy thing to do. I mean, it's on everything else at this point except Switch. I think Nintendo will be silly not to take it. And I mm-hmm. think they'd be silly not to try to get it into the hands of people on the Switch. So, yeah, Fortnite Switch.
Cool.
They'll focus primarily on Smash Brothers. As in, that'll be their main focus. They will have other shit, but we'll get, like, you know how with Nintendo and their sort of their directs, they always have like a 20-minute dive into something, and it's Smash.
Okay.
Yep.
Put that down.
Yep.
Oh, actually, no. Oh, do I expand on that? No, I'm not. They'll make us. Don't worry.
Expanding on it just leaves you open for shit to go wrong. We will get gameplay trailer for Bayonetta 3.
Ooh, I forgot about Bayonetta 3.
I think it's been in the works for a little bit longer than they let on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were kind of waiting to see the reception of the remasters of 1 and 2, which has been very well received.
And they played great.
They played great. Oh, yeah, you've got it, don't you? Yeah, so I think we'll get, you know, a proper trailer. Because the last trailer was just a quick little, like, Bayonetta 3. Whoa, mm-hmm. There's nothing big. We get a proper trailer, see some gameplay.
Sounds good to me. Going off Smash... Smash will release in August. So a month, so before the September release of Nintendo Online. The reason for that is
to get people hooked on playing it online.
That's it.
Because it's
essentially online for Nintendo Switch is free up until Nintendo Online, and they're going to drop it in August to get the mouth watering. Like, fuck, I want to play Smash Online. I have to get Nintendo Online.
Is it like $20 a year or something though?
Yeah, it's nothing. But like the whole point is,
I get it. Yeah, to get the subs.
Get them numbers.
Now I don't know about my last two because they threw one out. Mm. By announcing Pokemon, the Pikachu and Eevee
thing? I literally wrote here, no Pokemon.
And
we now know that's not possible.
I wrote the opposite. I wrote that we'll get some more info on the Pokemon mainline game. I thought that was a given at this point, except just so we get Pokemon news, but then they've released this Pokemon Pikachu and Pokemon Eevee thing, and I'm like, well, shit. I don't think they will put mainline Pokemon. They're going to save it till closer to the date.
So in terms of these aren't predictions, by the way. Yes, Jess.
We have a congratulations to Ferritus Maximus
winning himself a big fucking Godzilla.
Oh, he also won Detroit.
Jealous. He's also been in Detroit. He's cleaning up today.
Cleaning up.
Him and damn fucking Sam Vanderlee. Buttholes.
So I think because they've announced this Pokemon Pikachu and Eevee or whatever, that they're going to hold off on Pokemon info and probably get that in their early year direct from 2019. Have to do that start of the year thing. So I'm going to go because the Smashes are given to, but I don't want to piggyback off it. So I'm going to. This is my like crazy one, not so crazy, but we'll see Persona 5 on the Switch.
Oh!
Because Atlus already have the ties with Nintendo from the Shin Megami Tensei series on the DS. I don't. Having said that, I don't know if there was a deal with Sony that Persona is, because the earlier Personas were also on Nintendo stuff as well, I believe. Or they started on Nintendo, I think, going way back. I think it's a perfect game for the Switch, really. I think it'd be a great game for the Switch. And obviously in Japan, that will just go gangbusters.
Mm. No more than 6 Nintendo 3DS games, I mentioned.
I'd be surprised if they mention any at this point.
I'm saying no more than 6. It's time.
What about if it's Switch and DS? That still counts. Still counts.
No 3DS exclusives.
Okay. That's an easy one, dude. That's a cop out.
No. I disagree. I think as I
put think Nintendo are crazy. That's enough why to
I
went
6, because I'm like, in my head, I thought of the image. You know how they when they so they show like the list of what's going to happen. I'm like, I guarantee there'll be more than 6.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I thought there'd be more than 5, but I don't think there'll be like 10 or anything.
Yep.
How many is that, Dale? Is that 3 each?
3 each.
Sure is. To the chat.
To the
chat. All right, let's see what we've got here. So, as we said, Sam Vanderlee jumped in with Super Smash Brothers on the Switch. Yes. Mm-hmm. Agree with you there, my friend. Lee says, Smash Bros. Switch will be a Wii U port with 4 new characters. I disagree. I think it'll be a brand new.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't think that being a port, that'd be cool, but also silly. Blair says, I'm not sure it will happen, but the Pokemon Switch teaser for after Let's Go Pikachu / Eevee. Do you think they'll show off the next one? That would be cool.
I think they'd be putting out too much info when they could save a little bit
whole,
for later.
Yeah, the whole idea is people will want to. With the Pokemon Go integration, people are going to be somewhat iffy on this one.
I am.
So don't. Yeah, me too. So don't give them a reason to think about the next game. So don't show.
But anything. Yeah, it's also information overload. Like, why say all of that when you could say you're getting your Pokemon now, and we'll talk about more Pokemon next year as well.
Just a logo a la Metroid 4. Ooh, Metroid 4. I reckon that'll get something as well.
I don't have that tie to Metroid to really flip out about it.
Okay, Twin Craig goes wild. Where are we going? Damo says, if they do a new mainline Metroid, I will drop the money on the Switch.
Are you getting any gameplay out of your Switch recently?
Well, we're playing Mario Kart today.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mario Tennis Aces later.
I haven't touched it for like 2 months.
I went back in there and played some Stardew Valley a while ago just because I really enjoyed it.
What gets me is that I go to the store to pick up these indie games and they're like $40.
Yeah, stupid
and on
expensive.
Steam, they're like... a good example, Crypt of the NecroDancer on Steam was on sale for $3 and it's $29.95 on the Switch and I'm just not paying it.
So this is what we missed before for Xbox, but from Dave. He says, I think Microsoft will combine Game Pass and Gold to create a combined version which makes it more affordable, but they'll shift away from the game drops.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, it's Paul!
How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, man. You want to jump in on some predictions?
Oh, sure.
Sweet. All right, hey everyone, it's Paul on, James.
It's all right, I'll just loiter in the background.
Paul James.
Listen, your voice, sir.
I haven't had it for the best part of the last month and a half.
So you came to talking for fucking 8 hours.
Well, I mean, what better place to go when you don't have a voice than here? Because between the two of you, no one ever has a voice.
Oh, true.
That's a fair point.
Let's see.
With Ryan, so these are Zach's.
These are Zach's predictions. He says Metro Exodus to get gameplay.
Sorry, what?
Metro Exodus will get gameplay. I forgot about that game.
For the Switch, though.
No, this is the ones we just missed earlier.
Oh.
Sam says Smash Bros. Switch release date. Yep. Da-da-da. Chris, 100%. 100% for Fortnite on the Switch. Like Josh said, they'd be stupid not to do it. If it can play on a phone, it can play on a Switch.
If you can play it on your iPad at home.
Yeah. Michaela also agrees Fortnite on Switch, but multiplayer is my prediction.
Just a battle royale.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that, true. Pure Mongrel, my prediction for Nintendo, a remake of a game, they remake every console version. So they'll just remake more Mario-y things.
Here's Mario Galaxy for the Switch. Yeah. Give us another $95.
I did put Wii U ports on my list as well, just because I imagine that's too vague.
Too vague.
I reckon there'll be more. Probably like Mario Maker or something.
3D World.
Ooh, 3D would be a good one. Skyward Sword. Switch edition.
That'd be cool. I'd like that.
Which is the one that was on the Wii that's kind of stuck with controls? Skyward Sword? Yeah, Skyward Sword. Makes sense because the controls and shit.
I thought it was Twilight Princess that had like all the motion-y shit.
I got distracted by someone talking about Geelong.
Wasn't the it Twilight Princess?
That Twilight had, Princess like, was the GameCube slash yep. Wii crossover sort of one.
Right.
So they've kind of proven with that that it can work without motion.
Yeah.
So, but then, yeah, Skyward Sword was purely motion, so they'd have okay. to rectify that somehow, I guess. Yeah.
Lee jumps in with a big one. A Switch hardware update presented as a big upgrade, but is more so to replace the Tegra chip as it's now being hacked.
They wouldn't come out and say that, though.
No. Dave reckons that they could announce a new DS model.
I think that was sarcasm.
Yeah. I think it's very likely they'll announce a like a slim version, which the controllers don't come off on, or something like kind of like a smaller
Switch.
Yeah. Because in Japan, they had the one that doesn't come with the dock, so they're already starting to bring down the packaging side of things. Mm. I reckon it would make sense to bring a smaller one. I don't know how they'd do it, though. That's not my job. Now, Nintendo will confirm that there will be no DS and all future portable games will be on the Switch. Cool. Took for
that
me.
That makes sense.
But
I don't think they will.
They should have been last year. Yeah, but they're like, hey, here's Mario Party on DS.
Knock knock. Who's
yeah. Knock knock. Who's there? Not Metroid.
To be fair, I didn't realize you guys were so far behind in the chat because I was doing hoping that they'd then sync up because I was watching on my phone.
Oh, really? Right,
there'd be some grand entrance. We're knock knock and
up.
Boom.
Yeah, we stopped it so we would come back to it. And it was anything. And then ask Paul if he reckons the Cats will win today. What do you reckon?
Yes. Okay. Without doubt.
Who are they versing?
I don't know. Gold Coast or some butt team? Team? Yeah,
some butt team you don't have to care about. Skyward Sword was the sword one, required the Wii Motion Plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that could be removed. It was more a point. Blah, 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 blah. Rad! All right, Dill, run through them. What do we got?
So, Josh, Fortnite on the Switch. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mean Fortnite Battle Royale or Fortnite?
Fortnite. Just something Fortnite.
I don't think we're getting in semantics here, Dill.
Well, Fortnite includes any other subcategories of the game.
It's not called Fortnite Save the World and Fortnite Battle Royale. It's Fortnite, and then there's subgenres in there. Okay, no, it's not like when you download it, it's got Fortnite Battle Royale. You're downloading Fortnite, mm-hmm. and then Battle Royale is
two different modes. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Cool. Okay.
Don't try to get me on semantics next month about it.
Nintendo to announce, says Chris, that Nintendo Labo was shit. And people were fired for that overpriced cock-up.
Top prediction. I do want... The Labo does interest me, but I'm not paying that amount.
Max has been playing. He says it's a ton of fun. But he says
I bet it is.
It's more fun building it.
But it will never go down in price because Nintendo stuff never, ever goes down. So even in the bargain bins, it's still going to be like $80.
Yeah.
Cool. Number two, Bayonetta 3 gameplay trailer. Gameplay on the emphasis of that one there. Mm-hmm. Number three, this is Josh's crazy prediction. Persona 5 on the Switch.
Yeah.
Really? Ryan, number one, primarily focused on Smash Brothers, like a 20-minute dive in. I'm not going to... Might not hold you to the 20 minutes because you said like.
I will.
To the minute. Number two.
It's 21.
Yeah. Even if it's like a second off.
Yeah, that was more to elaborate on what I meant by
primarily. The fade included in like half a second? Smash will release in August of 2018 before...
Troll on iTunes, which exclusive.
Nintendo Online.
Yeah.
And number three, no more than 6 3DS games will be mentioned. No 3DS exclusives.
Oh, no, as in they were all 3DS. That was to separate the two. When I say I meant six 3DS exclusives. No more than 6 3DS exclusives. Because Josh asked whether it would be if it's on Xbox, if it's on Switch and 3DS. No. Just
so there will be no more than 6 3DS games that are exclusives only.
Yes.
All right.
So this, you're gonna have to talk out of your ass here. Or did you have some other ones?
I've got Square and Bethesda.
All right, cool. So we'll go down Bethesda.
But the Bethesda ones are pretty obvious at this point, though.
Yeah, they're pretty given. Which is really tough for me because I was like, no Fallout. Oh fuck.
So let's do Square.
Yeah. Right. Actually, sorry, Paul. Did you want to jump in with your Xbox and your Nintendo? Jump in there.
Xbox. I'm gonna piggyback on something that I heard on Platinum Explosion a while back. But there's gonna be at least 3 new IP announced there. On top of existing IP that they'll bring back, where bit, I figure there's rumors about Gears and Halo. We'll get one of, or maybe both. We might get the whole Fable reboot, relaunch, whatever the hell they want to call it. We'll get a Forza of some sort. But then on top of that, 3 new IP.
Do you reckon they'll skip Forza Horizon 4, as Walmart said?
Absolutely not.
And Nintendo?
We're going to get a new Animal Crossing.
Oh, I totally forgot about Animal Crossing.
Which will interact somehow with the mobile game.
What's that one called?
Pocket Camp.
Yeah, but that's it.
And I think that's based on the fact that... Sorry, in my voice is dodge as is. And that's based on the fact that what we've seen with Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, Eevee in the last few days, Pokemon Go interacts with that. Nintendo might want to explore that possibility of connecting their mobile and their core games. And I think they could do something pretty cool with that.
Makes sense.
And we'll absolutely get we'll get Luigi's Mansion 3.
Ooh, that'd be
people a, like a, that a, game.
People do love that.
I adore really like that franchise.
So for Square.
Avengers. Oh, we're doing Square?
Yep.
Okay.
Avengers game trailer.
Did you add me into
this? We know they're doing it. We know they've been doing it for a while at this point. Surely they have a trailer. And if anything, because it's Square, even if they've done nothing else, they'll have made a trailer and we'll get the game in 6 years.
Minimum.
So I don't think it's a stretch to say they'll give us a trailer and then have to wait a decade for the actual game.
Yep.
So yeah.
No Final Fantasy VII remake.
Nothing.
Zip.
No mention of it.
Nah.
Just don't talk about it until it just fades away.
Yeah, like if we avoid this, then we can't get in trouble for not releasing it.
I got the opposite thing. They're going to come out swinging with a release date that it won't hit.
A big old dick.
Big old dick. Here's my Final Fantasy dick. You're getting it in December.
Yeah. No, you're not.
But it's really cold, so it's shrinking away.
Just don't jerk it too much as you're grabbing it off the table, right?
It'll get a release date and it's not going to hit it.
Okay. This is outside of your prediction. Do you have an expected date they'll drop?
No.
No?
Who knows with Square?
Yeah.
But they're dumb enough to be like, yeah, you'll get it here and then not. So.
Okay. Project Octopath Traveler.
I forgot about that game.
We'll get a date.
That game looks sick.
It already has one.
Does it? Okay.
July 13th. Same day as Captain Toad.
Oh, fuck.
That soon.
Yeah.
Yes, we were just talking about how I don't play my Switch anymore.
Yeah. Right, well, there's a good reason. And Captain Toad the same day.
No.
We'll get a release date.
It's
already had one announced, though. Can I pull that?
No.
Okay. Well, then technically it's right. It's got a release date.
Not announced at E3.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can change it. It's fine. Pick another
one. In that case,
but if you win by 1 point, I'm redacting.
Yeah, I'm happy that to be questionable.
We'll circle that one just in case.
Replace release date with gameplay. We will see Project Opus gameplay.
We already have. There's already a demo on the Switch.
Yeah, but I mean like more of it. Okay. But the semantic, is it being officially confirmed to be called Project Octopath Traveler? Is that
its it's just Octopath
name?
Traveler.
Ah,
so the word Octopath is made up of, like, each letter represents the name of each of the eight playable characters.
Eight characters, eight stories, Octopath.
I have the demo, but I haven't played it
yet. Yeah, it works on so many levels. It's awesome.
A year ago?
Yeah, it was in the initial Switch reveal, big thing. And everyone's like, what is this weird fucking like game name? But then they looked at the gameplay and went, this looks really cool. Yeah,
it's like the anime one.
Yeah. No.
Is it
anime? What the fuck are you talking about?
Super old school SNES era.
16-bit RPG, but with like 3D rendered backgrounds and stuff.
Mm, but the characters are like, they're kind of design.
Sprites.
Oh, maybe not.
Kingdom Hearts 3 will have an extremely long and redundant name. You know what I mean? Like Kingdom Hearts 2.5, chapter 2.5. No,
3?
It'll have just Kingdom Hearts 3 followed by at least three words.
Followed by at least three words.
At least
okay,
three
I'll
words.
Take that. I'll take that.
I mean, Kingdom Hearts 3, extra final chapter deliverance of the prologue.
Of the 8 over 2.
2.5.
On the square root of 15.
You need like a maths major to figure out what this game's actually fucking called.
Got it.
Really?
Well, no, I'm math trained, so that's right.
Oh yeah.
You brought the math teacher.
The best thing is pause and look and go, I get it. And we're like, what
it
the
works.
Fuck?
It works.
So the math is accurate. 10 out of 10.
Game of the year.
I'm gonna bounce off that too. Kingdom Hearts 3 will get a release date, and it's November.
Will it hit that day?
I think so.
It'll go with Final Fantasy, get delayed a month.
Or they'll do that. It wasn't
Christmas Eve.
Final Fantasy was like, tricked you, it's actually sooner. No, we lied, it's actually that one.
It's hard. Square's hard, I think, actually, because you just don't know what they're doing. Hi.
What's up, Jess?
Attack on Titan 2 winner is Craig the Intern.
Craig the Intern!
Oh.
Also, can we talk about the charity again so we can get people
to it? Fuck yeah, we can. Not a charity, they're an organization.
We're being charitable.
No worries.
Chris, can we get an update for Gen U donations?
So.
Go.
Can we get an update for the Gen U donations? As far as I'm aware, we are still at $465. So if you want to, you can head to gofundme.com/thepopculturists, where we are raising money for Gen U and the Applied Video Game Program, using the power of video games and board games and RPGs to help those with mental health challenges and disabilities.
Cool.
And lovely people have raised a bunch of cool shit. How many is that each?
That's it.
Do you reckon, because I bouncing off what Zach said in the chat here, it says Nier Automata getting a sequel. I think DLC.
Nah, it's too late for DLC.
But
it's a year and a half old already.
One more year.
Did it come out this year? It was March last year.
Wasn't this year?
Nier Automata was March 2017.
Because it was a contender for Game of the Year last year.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Way
too late for DLC.
Or a near remake.
Another 6 years out.
Oh yeah, they might remake the original one, remaster it, but I still think they're very kind of different games. Same, but yeah, I don't know.
What about you, Paul? What do you reckon?
They'll dedicate 10 minutes to Dragon Quest XI. They're going to try and do what a lot of Japanese franchises in the last few years have done, so the likes of Monster Hunter and the likes of Yakuza and those sort of things, where they've really had this big surge in the West in popularity, and they want
Craig
Dragon Quest.
Doesn't have a fucking Xbox.
He does now.
Sorry, I just had a brain fart.
Or he has trade-in value, whatever.
Yeah, true.
No, we can't do that. I think we have a PlayStation copy out there, though.
We do. We can trade him over.
I think they want to make that into what those franchises have become in the last few years. This is a game that, or a franchise that, when it releases in Japan, the country takes a national day off for.
Mm.
That's not going to happen in the West.
No.
That'd be pretty sweet. But they want that sort of popularity.
I played the Dragon Quest Builders demo on the Switch. That was cool.
And that was awesome.
That a lot. That was very good.
Oh, and of course, I imagine Tomb Raider will get some gameplay or something there.
What?
Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Because the public haven't seen it yet.
Shown at Square.
Okay. Yeah.
And not at Microsoft or PlayStation.
No, I think we'll show some at Square, but they'll probably do what they normally do, where they'll show the same footage at two different places. Deep people flash that cash, says Chris Conway.
One more for Square.
Yeah, go ahead. Jump in there.
Both familiar with Tales of franchise. So one of the head guys, Hideo Baba, he left early last year.
Hideo Baba, it sounds like a Middle Eastern Japanese man. It's very confusing.
Why can't he be? Why not both?
No, I'm just saying, kind of like threw me out. I'm like, all right, this is rad.
He left, Square Enix picked him up. I reckon he's working on a new IP. They'll announce it there.
Wow, okay. I like that.
And we didn't talk about Marvel Avengers. That'll be there.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you? Sorry. I must have blinked to miss that.
To us, Dill? What do we got?
Josh had Avengers game
trailer.
Do
you want to use the microphone while you're doing it, maybe?
Josh said there will be an Avengers games trailer released, and then a decade later the game will come out.
That was a joke. Okay, it's just the trailer part.
Doesn't read as a joke. Number two, Final Fantasy VII release date. Then they won't meet that. Kingdom Hearts 3 will have a long, redundant title, at least 3-word subtitle.
Optimism.
I think that will be the case.
Yeah. Square. They've let me down too much. So.
Ryan predicted that there will be no Final Fantasy VII remake mention. Doesn't exist anymore.
480 now, which means Zach Jackson made a donation.
Nice.
All over it.
Thank you very much, Zach Jackson, for donating some sweet dollar videos.
And Dave says I'll.
Oh, stay tuned.
So now that we're about to finish up. We're about to finish up here. So then you guys will get some more Rocket League time.
Mm.
I need to see you and Dave fight it out. Okay.
Oh, we've still got Bethesda and a couple other ones to go.
Oh, have we done Bethesda?
No, we haven't done
Bethesda. Okay, my apologies.
Yeah. Number two, Octopath Traveler will get a release date. Oh, it already has. We'll have a gameplay trailer. Already has. We'll have different gameplay trailer there. That was his well-planned thoughts.
Well done.
And finally, Kingdom Hearts 3 will release in November of 2018.
Okay. I like how you wrote it pretty much exactly how I said it. Bethesda?
Yeah, Bethesda. Rage 2 will overstay its welcome and make people not want it.
Oh.
It's going to drag on
it,
too long.
It already looks incredibly
It already looks
obnoxious.
Like it's... Yeah, too... It, like, it already looks like it's trying too hard, and I think they're going to go hard on it.
Oh, they are.
And it's just going to get boring.
Mm.
Now, obviously, being boring is subjective, but I'm just going to say it's boring to me anyway, so I get the point.
But it's subjective. You could just say,
is
I was bored.
Is Rage the one where you slow time down?
No, that's Bulletstorm.
Yep.
No, not Bulletstorm.
Rage was that Borderlands-like thing without any of the charm, personality,
the
or
color.
Happy though.
Or colour.
The yellow mask and the eye coming through.
No, no, no. That was
they had like
Haze.
The boomerang sort
that's
of thing.
Sonic,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That was
a
slowdown.
Yeah.
That was
a
slowdown. Oh,
that was Haze. I liked that game. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Killed a company, though.
Yeah, it did. But I thought it was right.
There will be a new Doom game announced.
Mm. Mainline now, game?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And yeah, it will be done by id.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll confuse everyone by calling it Doom 2.
They'll call it Doom 2, everyone's brain will break. Because technically it's Doom 5, and there's already been a Doom 2, and it's confusing. That was a given.
I think Bethesda will announce a new fantasy IP that's not Elder Scrolls.
Oh.
Todd Howard.
Chris says, I already don't care about Rage 2.
Yeah, no, me either. I didn't care about it from the first 3 seconds of the trailer. Todd Howard has said a couple of times in the last year that they want to do an RPG without being tied down to what Elder Scrolls and Fallout is already. They want to just go in with all their fresh ideas, and I think they'll be doing that. Yeah.
And it's called Starfield. It's a sci-fi thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, supposedly.
The
I
idea
mean,
of, like,
that's been,
you know,
trademarked
Fallout
for years.
Or Elder Scrolls in space, fuck yeah. Zach says Square.
No, he said no one mentioned Just Cause 4 for Square.
Oh,
Square!
Fuck. I forgot about Just Cause 4.
I didn't care about Just Cause 4.
No mention of Elder Scrolls 6.
What if it's called Elder Scrolls?
It's Skyrim 2.
There'll be no Elder Scrolls. Yeah, no Elder Scrolls sequels.
Now. So no Elder Scrolls sequels.
And yeah. then they announce Elder Scrolls Online 2.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
You mean
right.
Separate from the MMO, of course?
Yes, yes. In terms of the mainline RPGs. Because
mm-hmm.
we know there's more coming, because like Somerset's coming for online like real soon.
I just read it in the drop.
Oh, you did too.
Mm. Were you paying attention?
Nope.
Figured.
Cool.
And the last thing I had for Bethesda was something new for Fallout, but, you know, they just announced Fallout 76, so they're obviously going to be going pretty hard on that, so I don't really know what to say. Fallout 76 release date.
We know that.
Ooh.
Oh wait, no, we don't
no,
know that.
No, we don't know that.
Oh, balls. Mm. I like that.
Bethesda are really good at going, here's the game, out in a couple months.
Yeah, I reckon the end of the year.
And me saying that is better than me not having a chance for a point at all.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mine is, they will announce a release date for Fallout 4 on
wishful
PSVR.
Thinking,
what? They're,
oh, yeah, okay.
Yep, they'll announce a release date for Fallout 4 on PSVR. And a port to Switch.
Lee Stevens says, complete of left field, Star Citizen gets a release date. The game's never coming out. It is just not coming. There's a new Wolfenstein, smaller standalone release like Old
Yeah,
Blood.
That's a good one. I like that a lot.
Quarter 1, 2025 for Star Citizen.
Yes, Jess.
We are sitting at $580 with...
Wait, what?
Whoa. $580 with donations from Chataway... And Timmy the Burn Victim.
Timmy the Burn Victim.
Yeah. That's Zach from America.
That's the WWE radio
the
show.
WWE. Oh my. Okay. So, thank you to those lovely people. So, a buddy of mine, Zach.
That
from,
was. I need. I'm reminiscing.
That is here. Episode 3. Where so 4 years ago when we started the Pop Cultures as a radio show. We had a friend of mine, Zach McCreary, from America, and we did an episode about WWE, and then we designed...
We made our own characters. His character was Timmy the Burn Victim.
Yes.
And I had, up to that point, I had not, and since have not, laughed so hard in my life.
So Timmy the Burn Victim was a guy that was like a mummy, strapped in bandages, but the second you go to touch him, he would just scream and squeal in pain.
The pain.
Yeah. So you're like, ah! You couldn't really do anything with him. Thank you so much,
Can
Zach.
Can you put that episode up somewhere?
Yeah,
like,
I have it on my computer. It's all
something.
Down there. It's fucking fantastic.
Good
like, we, that was such a good laugh. Oh, man. Thank you, Zach. And thank you, Dave Chataway, as well. Mm-hmm. And there was someone else in there that I may have missed, so my apologies.
And what's left? EA, Activision?
Activision don't have a show, but just EA.
EA are going to do EA things. I mean, it'll be Battlefield?
Yeah.
Battlefield. There'll be Anthem. I think more of Anthem. I think Anthem.
Oh,
will
are we writing
down
and then write down these ones?
Just, no, they. No, they I've
bullshitting.
Got nothing.
Bullshitting. Got nothing.
Yeah, Anthem will be heavily on it, the Xbox One X presentation, but EA will obviously do a little bit more on it. Battlefield stuff. It's not out by then, is it? No, it's not.
No,
no.
No.
What's the new Battlefield?
V5. They want to keep calling it.
Not five.
Setting, is it?
V. Future? Didn't they go kind of up there a little bit?
Wait, for Battlefield?
For Battlefield 5?
No, it's World War 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do I think it was...
But there is some odd futuristic
things
in there.
Which is the future from the last game that they did. You got this covered. It's all right. Technicalities, you're off the hook.
And for EA, mine's more Star Wars Anthem, but no release date. New Battlefield, as we mentioned. I wrote Future Setting because I wrote this about a month ago. And Skate 4 is my pipe dream.
Skate need, 4. You I think EA will give you another Skate game?
Yeah, I want
it. I think you're fucking dreaming.
I want it because the goodwill that would deliver from an announcement of Skate 4.
Division 2.
Oh, we've done Ubi.
Oh, yeah.
Division 2 release date from EA. I think that might be a typo Division there. That's a Ubisoft.
Ubi.
I haven't written any Ubi.
But what were we talking about? Skate. Maybe, but then you get like your loot boxes with your new trucks and your new decals and all that stuff. You know what I mean? What have we forgot about? Beyond
Ubi.
Two Souls, Division 2. What else are they doing at the moment?
Well, yeah.
Ubisoft. Beyond Good and Evil.
I think Beyond.
They've already said that'll be there.
Beyond Good Souls. Beyond Good and Evil.
I think Beyond Evil will get more, but I still don't think it's not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell's a biggie, given.
A given.
Oh, that's bold.
I think you say.
I think
odds are pretty good, but geez, you're calling it.
I think Splinter Cell is happening.
I mean, I look forward to that moment where you're sitting there and like they're transitioning from one thing to another, and you see the three lights appear on the screen.
Yeah, black screen, three green dots.
The room is completely dark, and then just.
Yeah. Oh, back on Bethesda, I think they'll try to pretend Bethesda Land never happened.
Yeah, just last year. Just
nothing about it. Like Chris said, Division 2. Stuff about that. Keen as for that. Division 1 had a good foundation.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's pretty fucking solid. After all their updates and stuff, it's pretty solid.
When do you reckon Division 2 will drop?
Q1.
Q1.
Well, yeah, so
early next year.
March.
March? Because they have it up until April, don't they? As per their... Because they said mm-hmm.
Their fiscal year. 31st of March.
Yeah.
Well, they won't go as early as January. And then, March just seems to be a good window. That's what happened.
Most games that have come out in March the last couple of years have gone gangbusters.
Yeah, because Quiet Time.
Far Cry 5, but the problem is that
it's not so much these days because everyone's starting to pick up on that idea.
I would have thought about Skull and Bones. Delayed. But that's been delayed. We know that to be the case. What was that game where they were building little toys onto the controllers?
Starlink. Now, I heard something today on my way in that may be losing the Toys to Life idea, but good. I also know someone who, and I can't name names, who played it about 2 months ago and it had figures still in it. So I'm not exactly sure where this thing lands, but it's still obviously a thing. They haven't killed it. Like, I hoped they would if it was a Toys to Life.
I don't mind Toys to Life games. It's just they're not IPs that I give a shit about to care enough about it. I mean, like, you know, Disney has, you know, a little bit of like, yeah, that's cool, but the gameplay isn't there. Skylanders, same thing. Some of the figures are really cool, but it's very basic gameplay. Whereas if, like, Blizzard did something like Diablo Toys for Life and you got these fucking sick action figures to put, I'd be all over that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It makes sense.
That's like Totaku's. I'm like, Totaku's are dope. Anything? No.
PlayStation All-Stars and your Totaku's unlock the characters or new skins or something like that.
I do much whiz.
But Toys for Life, I think, is a hard sell to adults as well. Not really. I think it's perceptively a hard sell to adults, whereas if they actually did it, it'd do very well. If it was aimed at grown-ups.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't write down anything for Ubi. I feel bad now. Like, I was going to have balls predictions for that.
I did on mine this morning, like Just an hour Dance. Before I left.
Yeah.
So I rushed a lot.
Yeah. Just Dance, they'll bring out another random celebrity to do dancing. Yeah.
How many like cringy moments are we going to have?
They were really good last year. They were such an improvement.
They were actually heartwarming moments last year.
When what's that dude came out at the end and it was like all fucking choked up.
Eve's at the end and he's brought the entire team out. It was a big group hug. But then early on you had the whole Miyamoto and the lead developer of Mario & Rabbids and he was about to bawl his eyes out. Nailed it.
That was
Chris said I'll be all over Diablo Toy to Life stuff. Thanks, Josh. Something I want, but we'll never have. We could make it be.
We'll make it happen. We'll buy the rights.
We've got the money, right?
Blizzard. Hey, Blizzard, can I buy the Diablo IP off you?
You don't need it. You're not using it.
No, just merchandise. It's fine.
No,
I'm kidding. There's absolutely a fourth one next year or two.
No, there's a BlizzCon later this year. I think there'll be Diablo 4 there.
What else can Ubi do? I reckon they might do
it. Well, there's Assassin's Creed that got announced.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I said, my original rules.
Leaked and then announced.
My original theory was Assassin's Creed. So I'm like, fuckers.
And now Trier says that's coming this year.
Yeah, I imagine it will be.
Relax. Just wait to see how
bad. I don't give a crap. I'm probably going to play like 30 hours of it. Wow. Best. No, I think it pretty much wraps up all
Lee says Sotaku having no NFC was a big fail. You mind?
I disagree.
What's NFC?
That's what the amiibos use. It's the.
Oh, I got you. Right.
Yeah. Do you reckon we'll get any more like of Mario Rabbids? That was a pretty good success.
Not yet.
Some DLC or something?
One more year.
One more year?
Yeah, they might have some DLC, but the next game is still a little way off.
Because that game did have a season pass.
Yeah.
And so far we've only seen one DLC. That's the Donkey Kong.
And I'm banking
that Donkey Kong DLC?
Yeah.
What?
apparently it's really cool. I've tried it, but apparently it's really cool.
Man, that's cool as.
What I'm banking on though is that next year we'll see another one of those games, but it won't be a XCOM style thing. Like they'll use Mario plus Rabbids and they'll just throw them in a whole bunch of different settings. Mario plus Rabbids racing. Who knows, so they've got the XCOM style game,
and then there'll be a FPS style,
Mario plus Rabbids is the IP, and then they can go off and do whatever.
You know,
exactly.
Mario v Rabbids go to Persona High. Like real engrossing stuff.
And the one that I saw,
a Crash God of War.
Assassin's Creed Battle Royale, Wristblades only. Watch Dogs. A Watch Dogs DLC is unlikely, too far away, but a Watch Dogs 3, yes.
Set in London.
You seem very I'm pretty
bullish about a few of these things. Ooh, that's one of them.
What do you know?
Do you know shit we don't?
No, I don't.
We're going to talk off the camera. Mario and Rabbids Party.
Oh, done. But anyways.
That's the new Mario Party.
That is our E3 predictions for 2017. Within the next 2 weeks, E3 will have happened and I will be live streaming all of them from this very room. Not for 12 hours. I've taken the week off work. My boss went over there. She's like, can you go away? You have like 250 hours of annual leave.
That's convenient. I've got this planned.
Good. I'm going away.
You just give me a month off. Why didn't you just take all that?
No, because when I resign, I want them to give me a fucking big wad of cash just to stick up their air holes.
I got that. Felt good. Yeah. It's all gone now. Yeah. It was good at the time.
But yes, I'll be streaming them all live from this very room. Josh will be joining me for the PlayStation one.
Maybe more. I don't know.
We'll see how we go.
School hours.
Sometimes they're kind of fucked and you got your boy, but we'll work it out.
I might be able to chat with you from home.
Fine, I'm cool with that. We can bullshit throughout.
We'll figure something out.
Anyways, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
I'm Biden.
And that's Paul James. He kind of came in halfway, and we'll see you on the next one.